Uncle Bob!
He's dead, Jonah. Deal with it. I'm afraid the phone lines have been cut. The payphone out there still works, though. Need some change? Look at my coin, Jonah. See it shine? On the head side, we have George Washington, 1967. What's on the other side? An eagle. You're not really looking. Look at the coin. What do you see?
The ocean.
That's right. It's the tail of a whale breaking through the surface. And above it, it says...
E pluribus unum.
Just like the normal eagle coin you're used to seeing. Are you reading that, or just guessing? You are looking sleepy, Jonah. Very sleepy. What does E pluribus unum mean, Jonah?
Out of many, one.
Out of many, one. That's right. I knew you'd know that. The secret bookworm you are. We are. Out of many. The thing is, there are too many Jonas here. Jonah, too many. Now, just stand still. Completely still. Good.
What's happening? Why can't I move?
As long as I have this coin, you'll stay right where you are. Now tell me, is Carolyn here tonight?
Carolyn Stoddard? Yes, she is. Why?
It doesn't concern you. In fact, nothing does. Give my regards to Uncle Bob. Carolyn Stoddard. It's time to dance.
So, Tom Lacey interviewed you as well, Amy?
No. I said yes. Oh, then I chickened out. I'm no expert.
You still know more than most, Miss Jennings. Is Professor Stokes still in Cairo?
Yeah, and now Barnabas and Julia have gone out there. It's just us girls at Collinwood.
I wonder what they're up to out there.
Oh, I don't know. Leave them to it. I don't know why you said no to Tom, though. He's a handsome man.
They said I could do a phone interview if I changed my mind.
Well, I did it, but I kept it short. There's enough gossip already in this town, especially with Mrs. Haggerty around.
Yow, Maggie, the claws come out. Now, where's Jonah? I need another drink.
Carolyn is drinking.